Edison and his bright idea. Who was Thomas Edison? He was an inventor. An inventor thinks up new ideas. Thomas had a very bright idea. His idea lit up the world. Thomas Alva Edison was born in 1847. Little Tom always asked questions. How does this work? What's inside here? One day, Thomas saw falling grain. Where did it go? Tom went up the bin ladder. He picked over the side and fell in. Grain piled over Tom. He was pulled out just in time. Tom began school in a one-room schoolhouse. The teacher said Tom wasn't too bright. His questions were silly. Mrs. Edison got mad. She knew her boy was smart. After that, she taught Tom at home. Tom soon learned to read. Books gave him answers to all his questions. So Tom read one book after another. "I didn't read a few books," he said later. "I read the library." Tom also loved science. So Mrs. Edison let Tom set up a science lab. It was in the basement. Tom mixed things up. He fixed things. Boom! Sometimes he blew up things. Tom's family did not have much money. So young Tom got a job on a train. He was just 12. But Tom wanted to keep learning. His boss let him use one of the train cars. Tom set up a lab inside. Tom grew up and got other jobs. One day at work, a machine stopped running. No one could fix it. Then Tom walked by. He could take things apart, and he could put them back together. Soon, Tom fixed the old machine. Then he invented a new one. It worked great. Tom sold it for a lot of money. What did Tom do with his money? He set up a big science lab, and he hired lots of workers. Edison was now a full-time inventor. He could dream up new things all day long. Tom was very, very busy. Before long, he needed a bigger place, so he moved to Menlo Park, New Jersey. He built a brand new lab. Tom drew his ideas on paper. His helpers looked at the drawings. Then they set to work with tools. Soon Tom's ideas turned into useful new things. Back then, people had to copy pages by hand. So Tom invented a copy machine. The telephone was new at that time. It was hard to hear callers on the other end. So Tom invented something to make sounds louder. Next, Tom tried to catch sound. He made a special roller covered with tin foil. Tom turned the roller with a crank. Mary had a little lamb, he said. A needle made marks on the tin foil. Tom turned the crank again. The roller talked back. Mary had a little lamb, it said. Tom had recorded sound. The new invention was called a phonograph. It made Tom very famous. His invention seemed like magic. People called Tom a wizard, the Wizard of Menlo Park. Tom often worked day and night. Midnight came, but Tom didn't go to bed. He was too heavy working. During the day, he took naps on a bench. One day, Tom set a new goal, to make an electric fire light. The light had to turn off and on. Back then, people used firefly lights. Then they lit lamps inside and they lit lamps outside. Other inventors had tried to make electric lights, but they all failed. Some lights were way too bright. Others weren't bright enough. Some lights went out right away. Tom set to work on his new idea. He used a battery for power. He used a glass globe for a bulb. But what should he put inside the glass? That was the hard part. What would get hot enough to glow without burning up? He put fishing line inside the bulb. Then he hooked it to power. A light glowed inside, but it soon went out. Tom tried putting other things inside the bowl. Then one day, Tom used sewing thread coated with soot. This time, the light glowed for 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. The light glowed on and on. Tom had done it. He had invented an electric light, one that really worked. On New Year's Eve, 1979, Tom showed off his new light. Thousands of people took the train to Menlo Park. The night was dark. Then Tom pulled a switch. Lights came on everywhere. It was amazing. Today, Tom's bright lights are everywhere. Tom lit up our world. Tom invented more than 1,000 new things, but the electric light bulb was his best invention of all. Next time you flip on a light, thank Thomas Edison.